Blog Talk Radio.
This evening, welcome to the Monday Night Gospel. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To the ministers, to Pastor Carol, to the evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, youth, to our men, ADM Frontline, members and families and friends. To our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good evening. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon, I bid you good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was He, the Lord God, that woke us up this morning, gave us the breath of life one more time. And we're so glad to be here on this journey in the land of the living one more time to give His holy name the praise, the honor, and the glory that He so deserves. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. I don't know about you today, but I get joy, joy, joy down in my soul when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for us. Ooh, our soul can cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving us. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first come giving you the honor. Who is ahead of my life? I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and Sister Smith, and Pastor Carolyn. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, humble as we know how, humble just like little journey, God, just thanking you for another day journey, God. We thank you for breathing down on us this morning, God, giving us another opportunity for life itself, God. We say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we just give you all the glory and the praises, God. Oh, God, we ask that you come in mightily, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. God, let it be your will, God. Your perfect will, not our will, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift every sick vessel that it is up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, by God, just right, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every vessel that it is, God, that's in the old folks' home, the nursery, in the high rise, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you walk through the house, God. Even your presence, God, begin to give them your joy, your peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God, that we realize we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. We ask you on this day, God, to continue to create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, God. Be that mind regulator for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this day, God, that you continue to lift every pastor and ministry up to you, up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Continue to let them cry out like never before, God. Let them continue to cry out truth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and ask you how to have your man service and your woman service, God, with the table is spread, how to and your word coming forth, God. Let us begin to eat your word like never before, God. Let us continue to love one another, God, as you have loved us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you this day, God, that you bring all us together in unity and love, God. Oh, God, we bind up everything that's trying to come in, the left, right, south, and the east, and the north, God. close the doors of the Roshay, God, that nothing can get in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for your love this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As you continue to save, deliver, and set the captive free, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you, Lord of all, say, God, let us continue to lay before you and pray, but lay before you and ask for the most, say, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, put us in that place, God, of the most, say, with where we need to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us forget, God, of the most, God. This is the last days, God. We all need to be crying out to you, Lord. Have mercy upon our soul, God. I yield. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, this day, God, we ask that you, if he go to Moshe, lift up, God, Moshe, this nation, God. Oh, we see us in terrible condition, Lord. Let us begin to open our eyes that we can see, Lord. Name of Jesus, God, oh, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. We need you like never before, God. Continue to work on us, God. Continue to pull on us, God. Stretch us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Stretch us, Lord, oh, Moshe, God. Get to shake us like never before. We need to be shaken, God. Rain down on us, Ego Moshe, they have. Rain down on us, God, of our side. Let us begin to take around ourselves, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to give you all our situations, God, of Moshe. Give it up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let you work it out, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today, God, for separating us from people and things. We separate, God, of Moshe, God. We thank you for separating us, God. Draw us near to you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us get in that quiet place, in the name of Jesus, God, that you minister to us, in the Moshe, God. But give us an ear to hear in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this day, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Moshe, and the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God, we thank you. God, we
thank
praise you.
Thank you.
God,
Lord,
we glorify you. In
yes,
the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord
God. Holy
thank
Spirit,
you,
come in
thank
the midst. Even
yes,
right now, Holy Spirit.
Your name, yes,
God,
Lord,
we
Jesus,
thank you for the prayer. That
Lord,
corporate
Jesus,
prayer that the mother just prayed.
Jesus.
And Holy Spirit, we ask that
thank
you come in the midst right now.
Yes, Lord.
Touch
in the name.
Every
yes,
area.
Yes,
provide
Lord, yes,
every need.
Lord, in the name
soothe
of Jesus.
Every aching heart. Comfort.
Name of Jesus. Out of the
every
Lord,
night.
In the name of
Jesus. In the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Lord,
do it right
yes,
now, Holy
Lord,
Spirit.
Name
we ask
of
that
Jesus,
you come.
Pray.
We bid
Lord,
that you
yes,
come, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
to
Lord,
move.
Lord, yes, Lord.
To lead, to teach, to guide.
Yes.
To renew.
Yes, Lord.
In the name,
in the name
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
To help us. On today,
yes, yes,
Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord,
have your perfect
yes,
way.
Lord.
Have your
yes,
perfect way in the
yes,
Lord, in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Come in the midst.
In the
come
name
in the
of
midst,
Jesus,
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Stir up the atmosphere. Stir
the name
up the gift
Jesus,
within
yes,
us.
Lord.
From the north,
yes,
south,
Lord,
east, and the
God,
west.
Yes, Lord.
Internationally,
in
nationally, locally, Holy
name
Spirit.
Yes, Lord,
come
Lord,
now.
God. In the name
Lord,
of Jesus,
in the name
yes,
of
Lord,
Jesus, God,
yes, Lord, Jesus,
oh glory,
yes,
hallelujah,
yes, Lord, Jesus,
have your way right now.
Yes,
let's so train,
in the name of
Jesus, fill the
Lord,
air in the area
Lord,
where we are, in each and
yes,
every
Lord,
one of us, Holy Spirit,
yes,
in
Lord,
each and every country, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord,
in each
name
and every
Jesus,
town,
yes,
every state,
Lord,
every
yes,
home.
Lord.
Holy Spirit
yes,
of the living God, have your
yes,
way
Lord,
right now.
God, in the name of
fix
Jesus,
what needs
yes,
to
Lord,
be fixed. Renew
yes,
what
Lord,
needs to be renewing. In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name
oh,
of
do
Jesus,
it right now.
Jesus,
in the name
God,
of Jesus.
Yes,
make us
yes,
embolden
Lord,
us right now.
Yes,
Holy
Lord,
Spirit.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
name of Jesus. Yes, Lord,
Jesus.
Oh, glory, you
yes,
Lord. We shall
Lord,
have your way. We shall have your
Jesus,
way. Even
yes,
in the word
Lord,
that's
going
to come forward, Holy Spirit. Yes. Send your anointing word.
Yes.
Send your anointing word.
Oh, yes.
Lord God, to feed us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
To instruct us. To lead us. To guide us. Do it right now. Even in that one that's going to bring your word, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Send forth your anointing right now.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
we thank you,
Lord.
Holy Spirit,
thank
for coming
you.
And
yes,
see
Lord.
In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. We thank you, Holy
Lord.
Spirit. Now help us to process
yes,
everything, Holy Spirit, that God
yes,
has
Lord.
Given you to
oh,
give us,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit of the living
yes,
God.
Lord.
Do it right
yes,
now. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
So
yes,
have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Name
we give you the thanks.
Yes,
we give you the
yes,
honor.
Lord.
We give you the praise.
Yes, we will,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name, thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank
and amen.
Lord,
amen.
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 Oh, bless
yes.
his name. Oh,
thank
bless
you.
His name.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Lord.
For God is good. He is
yes,
worthy
he
to be
yes,
and give him thanks.
Yes.
We give him a praise in
yes,
Jesus'
we
name. We thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Mm.
As we move on along now, amen. Praise God. As we said, amen. This is Monday Night Gospel.
Amen.
And we're getting ready to hear from the word of the Lord from our own minister, Shanita Ponton, as she come in her own way to break the bread of life, oh glory, with God's people around his table. Minister Shanita Ponton, take the wheel.
Amen.
God bless everyone. God bless everyone on this night. I pray that everybody had a great day. Everybody gave God some praise, some thanksgiving, and most of all, gave somebody today some love, some type of encouragement, because that is exactly what we need. We know that God is love, so we should at all times try to walk in God's footsteps when it comes to that love.
Amen.
Tonight, I would like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, my husband, Bernard, my apostle and first lady, Temple and Lakeisha, I'm sorry, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha. And I would like to give honor to Pastor Smith, Pastor Elect Smith, and Pastor Carol and her husband and the rest of the ADM family. Tonight,
amen.
I have a question to you all. Are you willing to stand for God no matter what? As for 2 days now, Daniel 3 has been in my spirit because I've had some circumstances that I have been dealing with, and sometimes I stand for God, and sometimes, being totally honest, I sit down on God. It depends on what is said. But the reason I like this story is because there was three Hebrew boys. Their name was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I love them so much because there was during this time, there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar that built up a gold statue. And when music came on, it didn't matter what nationality you were,
mm-hmm.
he wanted people to bow down to the ground and worship that statue.
Mm-hmm.
But Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they knew who their God was. So
amen.
They refused to bow down. So being that it was a decree, being that they were Jews, you had people that ran back to Nebuchadnezzar and told him that these Jews refused to do what he's asking them to do. But Nebuchadnezzar got so angry because he wanted these three people, he wanted everybody in the land to bow down to a statue, a false god, and worship him. So what he did was he told the soldiers to bring Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego before him and give them one last opportunity to worship this gold statue.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't do it, that they would be thrown in the furnace. And the question he asked is, and then he asked, what god would be able to rescue from his power, from Nebuchadnezzar's power? He wanted to know what god. And now I'm reading from verse 3:16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't," I'm going to repeat this, "even if he doesn't, we won't make it. We want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your God or worship the God, the gold statue you have set up." After hearing this, Nebuchadnezzar became very angry, and he ordered the three Hebrew boys to be bound and thrown into the furnace. Now, the furnace, because he was so angry, he asked for them to turn the furnace up 7 times hotter than usual. The furnace was so hot that it burnt the soldiers as they were throwing the men in there. But, oh, what a God we serve. Once they got in those flames, Nebuchadnezzar sat back up. Remember, he asked the question, and then, what God would be able to rescue you from my power, from my power? But as them Hebrew boys was walking around in a circle with all their clothes on, hands bound, Nebuchadnezzar sat back and he saw a fourth person. Instantly got up and said, "I thought they were bound. I thought that, you know, that it was only three of them." But see, at that point in time, he realized that it was somebody in there walking with them Hebrew boys. So he eventually ordered them to come out of the furnace. And what his last words were to them was, "Praise to the God Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him." Now, let me go back. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar had an issue with Daniel, and he said that we thought that he knew our God then, the one and only God. But see, that wasn't enough for him. He still wanted people to bow down to him. He still needed that power. He still needed to feel like he was more than what he was. But those of us know that there is only one God. We're going to stand. So my question is tonight, because I had to ask myself, I had to go back to myself and say, "Nita, when these doctors tell you that you have non-curable disease, do you stand with me or do you fall?" When people get sentenced for things that they've never done and they have to go behind the walls, do you conform to the prisoners that's in there, or do you still stand with God, knowing that he is with you, because he said he would never leave you, nor will he forsake you? When your bills are due and you don't have any money to pay them, are you going to sit there and go out there and rob somebody, or go out there and steal, or sit in your house and have a pity party? Or are you going to bow down on your knees and talk to the one and only God? Because, see, this story right here, it shows us that God is with us at all times. It shows us, if we don't deny him, if we keep him the head of our life, if he's the focal point, that he's with us. It doesn't matter that it happened so many years ago. Let's bring it on into today. Today, I know that God walks with me. Today, I know that God breathes for me. Today, I know if I'm homeless, he's going to provide a home for me. Today,
amen.
I know if it's something that's totally out of my control, that I can go to God and he's going to send the people or send me to the place or the thing to make it right. So the question again here, how far are you willing to go for God, to God? And see, this is a serious question because, you know, if we sit and we go and we read more into Daniel and you go into Revelation, we know at one point in time the mark of the beast is going to be here for some of us. We realize that. So the question is, are you going to sit and stand for what, for everything that Jesus died on the cross for us to give us salvation, for his mercy, for his grace, or are you going to conform to this old wicked world? Are you going to trust that God is going to bring you out of whatever your situation is, or are you going to fall short to his glory?
Come
are you going to allow him to be glorified, or are you going to pooch out and say, you know what, I wasn't ready? People, get ready. Get ready.
Amen.
Get ready.
Amen.
Because God is raising up some monsters, some giants to take over his land, and those giants got to be able to stand firm. Those giants got to be able to walk the walk. Those giants got to be able to talk the talk. Those giants got to be able to stand up against their monsters. That's what we have to do. So the question again, how far are we able, how far will we go with God? How far? Ask yourself that. You don't have an answer. I suggest you ask God. You talk to God. You let him know, Father, a question was asked of me today, but I'm not able to answer it because my faith is a little wavery. My faith, when things, I sit, when somebody's sitting and prophesying to me, I say, oh, glory, I receive it. When the man of God up on the pulpit sing, preaching the word of God, and he's talking to you, and he's telling you what the word of God is saying, you sitting there, you jumping up, you saying hallelujah, praise the Lord. But when it comes to your situation, where are you? On this day, I confess, I declare, and I decree, two Sundays ago, I was healed. It doesn't matter to me what the doctor say, because my God told me that I was healed. My God has told me three different times that I am healed. So you know what? My faith is as strong as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. If I got to go into that fire, guess how I'm coming back out? As pure gold. Because I'm going to be refined. I'm going to allow whatever it is that God needs to strip away, whatever it is he needs to strip, no matter how many times he got to take me back down to the ground and build me up, I'm coming out as refined, purified gold. So if you don't know what your faith is, if you don't know what God can do for you, I ask you today, search your heart. Search your heart. Ask God to allow his Holy Spirit to give you your answer. In Jesus' name, I pray that this topic touched someone today. Because as I said, it touched me. It's been in my spirit for a couple of days. And before I could bring it to you, I had to sit here and think about it myself. I had to chip some little things off myself. But today, I am Shanika. I am acting like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Amen.
May God bless you all.
Amen.
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 Amen. And now, a word from our own apostle, Temple Simpson.
Yeah. Hey, God bless you, Lord. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you. Minister Nita, God bless you. What an awesome word.
Yeah.
Yes. Meshach in a minute ago, because I want to share something with you. I'm going to share you something that the Lord showed me years ago pertaining to this story, because, you know, we a lot of times we'll look at it when the Lord came in, when they looked in the water and they seen a fourth man in the midst. But the Lord shared with me years ago that I've been in the fire before they got in the fire. And I'm going to show you all something. I want to show you something, because a lot of times these little trials that we are in, God is already there before we got there. It's a passage of the scripture where Minister Nita, when she was saying that the soldiers, they threw them in and they got burnt. They even got burnt because the fire furnace was the most hot. Notice that the scriptures never said that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they got consumed when they entered into the fire. No, it says they got thrown into the fire. Then they looked and see if they was consumed, they realized that somebody else was in the midst. So before they even got in the fire, God was already in the fire. He was already in the fire to bring a coolness and bring a peace in the fire. But watch this. Now, this is the wild factor that it blew my mind. Watch this. The Bible speaks of how the fourth, when they looked in the window, they seen a fourth man in the window. They seen a fourth man there. Even though Jesus, God was already in the fire before they got thrown into the fire, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they never seen God in the midst of the fire. They only knew by their faith that God going to protect them. Saints of God, you might not see God. God is there. God probably got revealed that he's in your life to your enemies or to your situation, but he probably won't never show you that he's there because y'all in the midst of the fire. But know that he's still in the fire. And I thank God that before you get in the trial, God is already in the trial. The trial is already worked out before you enter into the trial. You just got to go through the process. I had news for Nebuchadnezzar, the king. Amen. Shadrach and Meshach, they were just going through the process of a process that is already worked out. I don't know about you or who the Holy Ghost is talking to. Some of you are just going through the process, but the process was already worked out before you enter into the process. Do y'all hear me? That process was already worked out. God already worked out. He knew that the fire ain't going to kill you. He knew that the trial ain't going to kill you. Why? Because he was waiting on you to enter in to watch this now. The thing about this here, it wasn't to prove that he's God to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but it was to save somebody else. Because after the trial was over and they noticed that that thing couldn't consume them, the king had to bow down to the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. I got a question. Who's God? Who is God is using to be example for the kingdom? Who are the ones that say, God for I live and God for I die? Is there anybody, my God, tonight that you confess that, God, I'm going to walk with you? So God said, I'm going to take you through the test. You say, God for I live and for I die. God said, I'm going to take you through the test. But notice that the test or the trial is not going to kill you. It's just going to help make you. And it's not going to only make you. Everything that is around you but a recognize that who is your God. So I got a college word to tell somebody tonight, baby, brother, sister, cousin, mama, wherever you are, you can stand up and stand up in it. Because at the end of the day, God was already in the trial or in the fire before you got there. You just going through the motion to make somebody else a believer. Can I say that again? You going through the motions to make somebody else a believer because you already believer, but God want to use you and take you through the motion. My God. And I'm here to tell somebody, if the trial ain't killed you right now, what you're in ain't killed you right now, it's because God is already in the midst of it. If it ain't killed you out, because God is already in the midst of it. If you ain't lost anymore, it's because God is already in the midst of it. I feel the Holy Ghost. And at the end of the day, the fiery pit ain't meant to be pretty. The fiery pit ain't meant to be glorified. The fiery pit ain't meant to be all beauty and make you feel comfortable in. The fiery pit did one thing it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you stand up in it. Set rep means that they stand up in it. So I don't know who got it. I don't know who need a backbone today, but I prophesy a new backbone in the spirit into you, for you can stand up in it. And if you never stand up in it, my God, the enemies or the haters or your issues that trying to look in, into the wonder, think it ain't going to take you out, they will never see who's standing up with you. I thank God that God probably don't have to reveal himself to me, but he revealed himself to my situation. He revealed himself to my circumstances. He revealed himself. God will reveal who he needs to reveal it to. So count it on God, brothers and sisters. When you're going through something and it ain't take you out, count it on God that God is standing in the midst and it ain't taking you out. I don't know about you, but I got to tell my situation, listen, I'm here to stay. Because if it ain't took me out at the entrance, I know it ain't going to take me out when I enter in. Because God is in the midst. And matter of fact, he was already in the midst before I got there. And you might want to just praise God. Somebody needs to praise God while you're in the valley. Praise him while you're in the fire. Praise him while God going in it. Because God is using you to make somebody else a believer. And I don't know about you, but I'm in my turnaround. You mean I'm in turnaround. Prophesize to yourself while you in the fire furnace that I am in my turnaround. Because I'm going to stand. You're going to stand. And we shall see the King reign. I feel a hallelujah, y'all quiet in the spirit on me. But I still praise God. I praise them by myself, my God. Because at the end of the day, it's good news to know that if somebody been in the fire already before I got there. I'm not in there by myself. God was already there before I got there. And all he telling me to do, don't you try to figure out how to get out. Don't you try to figure out how to work it out. All you need to do is stand. Because from this point on, God, I got this. I got what's going to try to make kill you. I got what's going to try to overtake you. Going to try to bring you to fire. I got this. And all you need to do is stand. That's why the book of Ecclesiastes is talking about. And it says over my seven times, it says, stand, therefore, stand with your right God and with truth. Stand, my God, my God. Stand, my God, and pull down the walls of the devil. Stand, my brother. Stand, my sister. And I don't know about you, but somebody needs to look in the mirror and tell they self, I'm going to stand. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going in a tower because I really, listen, if you get out of the fire before it's your time, you need to God in there by yourself. Can I say that again? If you get out of the fire before it's your time, you leave God there by himself. So you want God to go through your issues and your circumstances, but you want to receive the blessing. If you ain't going to put in no work, you can't get no check. And if you put in no work, God is with you so you can get the check. I don't know. Somebody need to tell themselves. Payday is coming, not after a while, but payday is here right now. And I'm going to receive my payday. So I got to give God a praise for my payday. Payday of peace.
Yes,
payday of good health. Payday that my life is turning around. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel what going to consume your enemies is not going to consume you. What consumes the soldiers, what burden to soldier is not going to consume you. Why? Because you are in God. You're not on the outside of God. Those that is in God, it doesn't matter what you're going to go through, it cannot touch you. That's why scripture says, no weapon formed against me shall not prosper. Because how can it prosper if I'm in a womb of God? If I'm in a womb of God, I don't know what you're doing on the outside. All I know what's going on in the inside. And what's going on in the inside, it says peace, it's joy. It's a praise party in the inside. And if you want your praise on, you need to come on in the inside. We don't have a praise on up in here, up in here, up in here. God bless you.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We just
want
to say thank God to Minister Shamita for that word. Thank God to our apostle for that reply. And if God is for you,
hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Jesus. Thank God, thank God.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Just have a few announcements, praise God, before we move on. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In regards to our Holy Land tour, amen. We'd just like to say amen to all of our family members, amen, praise God, that's looking forward to going to the Holy Land tour in Orlando, Florida. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start looking for all the funds to become finalized. That means your payments by the 20th of May, 2018. Amen. So we can get everything ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, until then, praise God, until then, amen. Now, help you along. You know, we got some fundraisers going on, praise God, amen. Get involved in one of the fundraisers, amen, whatever it may be, amen, praise God. Get in charge of that head and say, hey, listen, I'd like to throw a finger or a toe in to help out, amen, praise God, because the more you help, the better it's going to be for everybody going forward, amen,
amen.
Amen, amen, and we ask that, amen, you govern yourselves accordingly, amen, praise God, and
amen.
We thank God for you, you, and you, amen. We thank God for our international partner, our national partners, our local partners here, right here in the Atlanta area. We thank God for our apostle and our first lady, praise God, for allowing
amen.
Us, amen, praise God, to come forward, amen, amen,
amen.
And that God bless us through this, because all that we do, all that we say, all the glory and the honor belongs to God. I tell you, you have a God-blessed night in the Lord. Amen. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 7.
Take me to
amen.
The King.
God bless you.
I don't have much to bring. My heart is flowing in peace.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and afraid.